Hello, Mr. Phil Perry. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, Monica. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. Let me congratulate you on celebrating 45 years of a career that you've spent writing, singing, and performing. That is amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you appreciate the work over the years.
I appreciate it, everyone. I don't know anybody who doesn't appreciate and love Phil Perry. I got to tell you, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, actually, he's a retired NFL player. And I said, oh, I'm going to talk to Phil Perry, da, da, da. And he said, oh, my goodness, he is the best voice ever and ever and ever in life. Like, he's the best voice ever. So that's a compliment.
I'll say. How you doing this afternoon? Everything good?
Everything is good, Phil. Everything is good. I am happy about your accomplishments. I'm happy to be speaking with you, and I can't wait to see you soon. I know I'm going to see you soon, so I can't wait. But tell me, how does this?
I still enjoy performing a lot.
How does it feel? This 45-year milestone.
Well, if were I brutally honest, I would have to say that it doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it has been.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it feels good just to have been able to earn the respect of my peers in my industry for as long as I have been able to.
Right. Well, I'm almost speechless because I don't know anybody who does not know or have heard a Phil Perry song or who knows Phil Perry and loves what they hear all the time. So it's time.
That's a byproduct of me loving it first.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You do what you love to do, somehow the love you have for it supersedes what it is that you're doing.
Exactly. And your gift of music has weathered the test of time, clearly. And you're still sought out by your fellow musicians, like you said, your peers, that's still calling you to collaborate with them from time to time.
Right. I mean, just having the opportunity to have Najee and Shantae on the record, on the Say Yes CD, was other verification of the professionalism I've tried to expound on over the years.
Right. I've spoken with Najee, and I know he you know, of course, he's been around for a long time too. And you've collaborated with so many people, Phil. It's so many people. You have years of collaborations that are just.
But that's cool though, because you never know what people are going to hear that they're going to like.
That's true.
At least for me, I found that it was important to do as much as I could.
Well, you're
and
doing something.
Fan base just from being busy.
Well, you're doing something right.
From big companies, you know, spending a lot of money on
it. Hey, well, you've done just that. You have done a fine job at it because it's a testament to just you and your work and your gift and your talent that has done this.
I think it's kind of ironic that now I have a younger generation of audience coming to see me. Told me that they first heard to tell me when they get the opportunity to speak to me that, you know, my mom used to play you.
Wow.
In the house, you know, when she would be cooking or she would be doing something. I just wanted to come and see what the big deal was.
And then they got it, right?
So I asked them, so did you see what the big deal was? And they say, yeah, I see why she likes you now. And I see why she thought so highly of me.
Definitely. I'm sure they're in awe, just like, I mean, they probably sit back and say, now this is singing. This is real singing. We don't know what we hear on the radio, but this.
Well, there, you know, I have to say, there are a lot of great singers out there.
Mm-hmm.
The songs that they sing don't necessarily showcase the best of their voice.
Oh, I like the way, I like that.
You know, I mean, you can hear that they can blow. There's no question about their ability or their talent. And then you look a little bit deeper and you look at the songs and you look and see if they're complete stories or if they are catchy enough with a hook to sustain an okay story or if they're not catchy enough with the hook to not be able to sustain an okay story. I was always led to writing because I was taught that that's where the real money is.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I, over the years, been very critical of my own stuff and made the attempt to become a better composer and a better lyricist.
Wow. And that's what we want to hear is a story. We want to hear a story. We don't want any story. We want a relatable story.
Right. You want to be able to hear yourself in what you're listening to.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I mean, that's all I've ever really tried to do, was to make the audience inclusive in the material that they would potentially have the opportunity to hear.
Wow. Well, it's worked, Phil. And you mentioned your latest album.
It's difficult, but, I mean, you have to work at it. I mean, I'll be the first one to say I'm not the best songwriter on earth, but I'm certainly making the attempt to be better than I was when I started.
Definitely. Right. And look, we as long as we're making progress, that is all that we can do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still just used to people even know my name. It doesn't matter how long it took them to find me. there's a certain kind of gratification that comes with people accepting and knowing and remembering and liking what you do, so that you can, as an artist, say, they get it. I did do something right.
They got it.
They did get it, you know.
Exactly. Well, your latest album, you mentioned Say Yes. It's a collaboration of original and cover tunes, but it's also been, I mean, it's done very well, Phil. I mean, it's on the smooth jazz charts as a top vocal and top 10 after several weeks. That is incredible.
Well, you know, it also has a lot to do with the association of the individuals that I work with. I mean, I've done my last 6 albums with Chris Davis in Connecticut.
Okay.
And over the years, we've developed a good working relationship, so that I don't have to question where it is that he's going with the music or with the melody. He doesn't necessarily have to worry about where I'm going to go with the story to reinforce what the title of the song is.
It
takes time to develop, you know. It doesn't happen overnight.
Right. I was listening, and I thought, oh my goodness, to one of the covers last night, and I thought, incredible, because you know what it is when you hear it, yet you made it totally your own. And I thought, that's why we love Phil Perry. That's it right there.
Which song was it? Do you recall?
Oh my goodness, it's on Say Yes. It was oh my goodness, haven't oh Phil, my goodness.
Let's just go down all the covers.
Okay.
Was it the Michael McDonald song?
No.
Belong to Me?
No. It was
Was it Bridge Over Troubled Waters?
Nope. Nope, keep going. Oh, gosh, Phil. It was the...
Let me think. What else?
Number, I think it was...
You send me.
Yes. Honey, you send me. Yes. Yes. That's it. I said, wow.
Great tune, and it's Sam Cooke composition.
And we got to love Sam Cooke. Give Sam Cooke some props.
Singles that he wrote for himself.
I mean, it's so simple and so delicate and so loving, but it just, there's not a person around that doesn't relate.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, in terms of the African American community, it's a generational song. There are 3 generations of people that have heard that song. If all you do in the performance of that song, if all you do is sing the melody and mean it when you sing it, you're going to shake the cobwebs from people's memories about how many times they've heard this and what they think about your version.
Yeah, it's...
You always treat the music with the respect that it deserves.
Yes.
Then you should always be willing to take it on the chin when people voice their opinion.
Well, that's just the fact that that's been on the... it's had such sustainability on the charts is another huge congratulations for you, because that's a big accomplishment, like I said.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, definitely. And it's also worth acknowledging that your second single from the album, recorded with Shantae Moore, a cover of Where's the Love, that is
yes.
That has spent weeks, is Billboard's top smooth jazz vocal. I mean, really? Amazing.
If you're going to define it as something, I don't care what label you put on it, as long as you think it's good.
There you go.
As long as you hear the quality therein, you won't feel disappointed. I mean, I'm starting to notice a lot of people are purchasing my CDs without ever having heard them, just because it's me.
Yes, that's
and
enough.
Over the years, they've come to expect a quality that hasn't let them down so far. So whatever it is that works for you, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can with every opportunity I acquire.
Well, you, after all these years, you're still on top, and I see no signs of you slowing down, Phil.
Yeah, but you know, some of the touring that I've been doing, I have to be a little wiser about how long I'm away, or I'm going, and how many shows, or how many people I'm going to sit in with at this festival. You know, you can exhaust yourself pretty quick in this industry.
Yes. And tell me, what is...
As I'm getting older, I have to be a little more conscious.
Yes.
About overextending myself physically.
Don't we all? Don't we all have to acknowledge our age? Even when we feel good, we have to acknowledge...
Those trips to Japan that didn't bother me
mm-hmm.
when I was in my 20s, they really bother me now. Or the Indonesia trips, the 22 air hour trips.
Oh, no.
They really bother me now.
Oh, no. I don't think I could do it.
I have to be more aware and more diligent in terms of what I let affect me while I'm on the road and how much work I'm doing while I'm out there.
So is that if you had to say your formula or secret for success, what would you say that is?
Petitioning God for the desires of my heart.
Wow. And there it is. There it is.
There's a lot of different ways I could answer it, but when you shake all the mess away of the industry and the ego involved in the industry, not just yours as an artist, but
mm-hmm.
you know, almost every step of the way in the recording process, then the best that you can do for yourself, if you know that you've done all that you could do, which would be to humble yourself, to ask God to bless this effort, and to allow you to go further in your career because of it.
Oh, I agree. I can't agree anymore. 100,000,000%, that is it. That is all you can do.
Who's a better manager than God?
There is not one. You know, we think we are, but we, you know, as I like to remind people from time to time, including myself, we are in control of absolutely nothing.
Right. I mean, I encourage Lily to handle some of the business, because at this stage of my life, I don't think managers are necessary, especially at the dawn of the digital age.
Right.
You certainly need someone to coordinate the effort that you're making, no matter what direction that effort is going. But who am I going to trust more than I trust my spouse?
Exactly. Whom I happen to love very much, let me just add.
Well, she's certainly the best part of my life, and she's a great singer in her own right, and she kind of took a step back to allow me to try to be identifiable in the musical marketplace. So, believe me when I say she's much more intricate a part of the success that you view me having acquired, as you may know.
Oh, I believe you though, Phil. I totally, trust me, I believe everything you're saying. I totally believe it. And that speaks to her character and her heart and her soul and her spirit all right there. Just the fact that she does that. A wonderful lady, wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Really,
well, you have a voice, as you know, that is loved and admired by so many. And right now you're being heard like all over, like you said, generations, multi-generational families are, you know, within a family, know who Phil Perry is or who have heard Phil Perry.
It's kind of simple and you take it for granted, but if somebody in the family liked you and they get together to have a barbecue or a birthday, or an anniversary, or any family celebratory situations, and you find yourself and your music as an artist there, there are a lot of people that are hearing that, and that becomes a part of their core. It becomes part of the music that they remember in their growing through life.
Right. It's kind of like
sideways generational audience, but it's a generational audience nonetheless. And I'm very blessed to have acquired one.
I'm sitting here thinking, Phil, as you're talking, and it's kind of like, you know, if I can use the term background for our lives, I've been around.
Backdrop for your life.
Yes, yes.
I mean, think how many pieces of material from various artists that you've heard that just because it was playing, you were able to have a conversation about maybe a touchy subject that you weren't able to have, that wasn't able to happen before.
Exactly.
Or how you were feeling low and you happened to put a piece of music on and somehow you just didn't feel as bad when it ended as you felt when it began. There's two different kinds of music. There's the music that you live your life with in that particular era. And then there's the music that you live your life with.
Right, right, right. And Phil Perry is definitely, I mean, you know, a Phil Perry song is, you know, it's one of those things that you, it's not just that you heard it, like you said, you didn't just hear it playing, it was a part of your life.
Or you felt it.
Yes.
It made more of an impression on you than the entertainment value.
Definitely. Definitely. That's it. I mean, no, that's it. That is exactly right. I was trying to phrase it just right, but that is exactly what it, ultimately, that's what it is. And so for that alone, again, I'm going to say thank you, because, you know, anybody that can give you years of memories, that's valuable. That's valuable.
Well, it doesn't happen often.
No.
And so, I mean, I guess the best way of saying how important it is to do quality music that people accept in their lives is, when was the last time you heard a song that made you, that when you were driving and you heard it on the radio, it made you pull over and listen to it? When was the last time that happened to you?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I don't know. Well, and I listen to a lot of music, Phil.
And that in and of itself is why I do the music that I do.
There you go.
Every time I sit down to the piano, or every time I get a pad and a pencil and try to write lyrics, or every time I stand in front of a microphone and sing, it's my goal to make that kind of music for people to hear. I want to be the flavor of the month. I want to be the flavor every month.
Ah, there you go. Every month, every year.
Every month.
On and on.
One of the beautiful things is, in the digital age, you have the opportunity to become brand new to somebody every day.
That's true.
Well, if you have enough product under your belt, if you've done enough, eventually more people are going to know you than you ever imagined.
Which leads...
When I was a kid,
uh-huh,
I never thought that performing music or making music would take me to any of the places in the world that I had seen in books as a child.
And it will. And it did.
I've been to three-quarters. I've been all over the Pacific Rim. I've been all over South America. I've been all over Europe. I've been to Russia a half a dozen times.
Wow.
Where not only R&B or smooth jazz singers, but African Americans in general don't get the opportunity to go and perform very often.
Yes.
So the music has allowed me the opportunity to live a fantasy.
Mm.
And because of that, I try to treat it with the reverence and diligence that it deserves.
Which is why God continues to bless you to do exactly what you're doing still, because...
Well, he blesses fools and babies. So I'm a little old to qualify for the latter, so it must be the former.
Well, like you said, you know, it almost appears, or one would get the one who didn't know any better, it would appear that you're like an overnight success. But, you know.
I am an overnight success. It only took
45 years.
Success?
I mean.
24-hour period to finalize.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing that all of a sudden it's as if, you know, when those of us who really know sit back and say, wait a minute, he's been doing this for a long time. We can go way back and start calling off Phil Perry songs. So,
yeah, I mean, and that's the blessing that I referred to earlier, is that, you know, I've been able to do this over four decades. And when I stop and think of my friends, my peers in the industry, some of them haven't done it too. Some of them have done it three. Some of them have done it four. And some of them have done it five. But there's not many.
There's not many. It's not.
No, there isn't many.
It's not fair.
And because of the longevity that I've been blessed to acquire in being able to sing music that people want to hear, I have to make myself at the moment of performance or at the moment of a composition. I have to make myself be the best Phil Perry I can be in that moment. And people have come to expect that.
And that's what you deliver.
Well, I mean, I'm probably not unlike any other artist. Any other artist will tell you, it's hard to sound like your record line.
Well, the truth of the matter is,
I try to do more than in a live performance than I did on the record on the same tune.
Well, and that's what I want to hear personally. I mean, as a fan, I love nothing more.
You could have stayed home and listened to the record.
Exactly.
But if you were going to cut, but since you thought enough to come out and hear me, let me make sure that you hear something. That when you go and hear the record, ain't on the record.
There you go. I love it because there's nothing.
And then that way, I've always perceived it as if you're successful in doing that, then people know that when they come to hear you, they don't get a whole lot more than what they get when they purchase one of your CDs.
And that's what people want.
And they get
want.
To know more about you.
Yes, yes.
You know, you expose more of yourself to an audience the more intricate your performances are.
Totally, totally true. I wish more people would do the same thing, but you're totally right.
I ain't trying to hide from nobody.
Right. Why?
You know what I mean? I'm just doing what I think God put me here to do.
And that is...
And the Bible says that your talent will make a way for you.
Yes, it does.
It said that.
It does. And you know, my grandmother always told me, my grandmother always says, Monica, God gave you gifts and God gave you talents. And if you don't use them, you will lose them. I said, Grandmama, I didn't read that part.
Or they won't come to fruition because you didn't use them.
Right.
The way they should have been used.
Right. And so I've never forgotten that.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
The opportunity to make music, whether it's under your own name or with somebody else, is still the opportunity to make music.
Right.
And every opportunity to make music that I've been given, I've walked away a better musician and a better singer because of it.
Wow. Well, that's
there isn't any opportunity that I've been given in the last 45 years that I didn't walk away with more than what I came.
And that's,
I also tried to leave as much of me inside of what I was doing.
Wow. Wow. And I'm sure those working with you, you left, you know, when you walked away, you left them with a valuable piece of you. You left them better than they were when they entered the room with you, for sure.
Well, those folks, they leave things better than you found them. So.
I totally agree. And I'm sure you've impacted just in the industry and your peers that you've collaborated with. I know you've left an invaluable imprint in their lives.
If the gauge is how much money you make, then to a lot of people I may not be that successful. But if the gauge is having earned the respect of the people that do the same thing that you do for a living, in how you go about your business,
mm-hmm.
how you go about making your music. If that's the gauge, then I'm rich.
You are. I agree. I'm going with your gauge. I'm going with, I'm voting on your side of this field because I totally agree. It's not about, at the end of the day, that's not how you define success. Some people do, personally.
Well, I can just tell you that some of the people that come to see me go to hear other singers, and some of them get the opportunity to speak with those singers. And when they ask questions about me or my performance or how I sing or how I've gone about my business, no matter who they ask, usually it comes up pretty close to the same thing. He's been a singing fool all his life. and the only thing that he puts forth more effort for than his singing is everything else that he does in the business.
Wow. There you go. There it is.
He's a writer, but I wonder how many writers will write 3 or 4 different types of lyrics to the same thing.
I wonder.
To pick the story that makes the emotional connection between artist and audience.
And you have to have that. Without that...
That's why you have to be able to go to more, you know... A very famous songwriter, Sam Deese, told me once, if you write a song, that one song should be 3 songs.
Mm.
It should be a strong enough melody to make an instrumental out of it. It should be a secular set of lyrics. And it should be a gospel set of lyrics.
Oh.
And even though it may seem to people on the outside of the industry that you're grasping at straws, what you're really doing is covering all of the bases of the nucleus of the music industry in media, as media has developed into the digital age.
Wow. Well,
that was pretty amazing advice.
Yes, it is. And I hope you pass. I hope you pass that along.
Doesn't necessarily mean that I'm the individual that succeeds at doing that at every song by any stretch of the imagination.
Right, right.
But if you're a songwriter, you're supposed to be able to come from multiple places from the same piece of music.
Mm.
So it only sharpens and hones and develops your skills. It makes you better at your craft to be able to do so.
Well, that's what all should aspire to do, and when they do, I mean,
you don't care about your craft. That's an whole other issue.
Exactly, exactly. And I,
you got to live it.
Exactly. I was talking to I spoke with Patrice Rushen a couple of days ago, and she said the exact same thing.
Always has to.
She said the exact thing, Phil. She said, you have to, you know, when it comes to your craft, you have to just simply be the best. You have to work to be the best anyway, constantly at your craft. Own it.
When you get the chance, you have to A, respect an opportunity that came from out of nowhere.
Yes.
Enough to do it. And if you're going to make the effort to do it, the least you can do is make the best effort you can muster up every day you're on it.
I agree. Totally.
If there was any advice I was going to give somebody that wanted to embark upon a life work in the music industry, the only thing I could tell them that would maybe be of help to them along the way in various stages would be, make sure you love it.
Gotta love it.
And make sure you love it to the degree that you're willing to suffer for it. Because without suffering, there's no growth.
There's no growth. And the Bible talks a whole lot about suffering, does it not?
Yeah. That's where the term long-suffering comes from.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
If you notice, you know, since we've been kind of talking about it off and on anyway, the individuals throughout the Bible that God spoke with, they were considered wise. Well, how do you get wise if you don't get old?
You can't.
Well, there you have it. But we in the society that we live in today turn out our old people like cattle and put them in homes and never get the opportunity to tap into the wisdom and the honesty and the passion and the compassion of our elderly.
Well,
I think we missed out on something as a people if we continue to do so.
I agree, because there's nothing like, you know...
used to be a time Grandma used to live with you.
Now yes.
Grandma lives in the old folks' home.
Yes, and Grandma can't talk to anybody. Grandma don't have anybody to talk to.
That's specifically what I'm talking about.
Right, and Grandma doesn't have anybody to talk to. So
no, and she got a world of knowledge.
Yes.
At her fingertips, because she's Grandma.
Because she's Grandma.
And she didn't live through enough... She's lived through more than we can ever imagine.
Yes. That's why I listen to my grandma.
Right. And how can you define where it is you're headed if you don't know where you've been?
There it is. I mean, the wise woman, the Bible, once again, the Bible talks about, the, you know, listen to your elders and wisdom and all of that.
There's a reason that you should honor your father and your mother.
There's a reason.
And part of the reason is you should, at a certain time in life, respect the effort that was necessary that they made for you to have life.
Amen. That's the mother in me speaking. Amen. That's the mother in me saying you are absolutely right.
There are a lot of great guys out there that are male vocalists, and I just consider myself very, very fortunate, very, very honored, very humbled to have earned their respect.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that you have earned anyone who has heard your music, worked with you, know you, and just who may not even know who you are. I mean, know you personally, but know
the
your music.
The last time I saw Brian McKnight.
What did he say?
He put his hands on my throat. I said, "What you doing, man?" He said, "I'm trying to get some of this."
I love it.
I said, "Yeah, but you don't need it." He said, "You don't think I do. But you got so much of it, you don't realize how much you got."
There it is. There it is. Tell Brian he can't have any of that.
So he said, "The part that you don't realize that you have, that's some of the part that I want."
Well, I can tell you what, I look so forward to seeing you in the fall, actually be winter, in November, live. I cannot tell you how eager I am to see you and hear you live.
It's really a good, when Kim Waters and I guess you're speaking about the Virginia thing.
Yes, yes, I'm coming.
When Kim Waters and I get the opportunity to work together, it's an interesting pairing because the audience doesn't know what's coming next.
I love
it. Both of us have such a catalog until the audience can't really relax because as soon as one song stops, they're thinking, okay, now who's going to do the next song and what's that song going to be? So they're in a constant state of anticipatory happiness.
That's what I want. Anticipatory, except I'm not going to try to guess. I'm going to live in it, and it doesn't matter. I live in the moment. I live in improvisation. I long for artists to just do just that. Be live. Do it and
like
do it.
Like I tell my wife, it's not that I'm good. It's just people are paying to come to see if I can still remember the lyrics as long as 30 years ago.
Well, guess what? Some of them might not even know the lyric. They won't even remember that self feel. If they think it's 30 years ago, they won't even know if you missed a word or two.
Some of them don't even remember the song. I mean, until they hear them and then they remember them, but they don't really remember them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So they can't be critical of your, they don't even know whether you missed a word or not.
They can only become critical once they hear the original.
And after they hear it live, they're not going back to the original. They're going to...
If they hear the original and say, okay, he must have been the first one to do this. And then they listen to my version and say, wow, it doesn't sound like that.
Right, right. Well,
look at the opportunity I've been given for that to occur.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
I can't make that happen. That's between the God that sent it through me and the ears that hear it. Once they hear it, I can't take credit for it.
Right.
I have nothing to do with it.
Right. And at least you're humble enough to even give that up and say, you know, it's not me. It is.
I didn't teach myself how to sing. How could I not be humble?
Right. Right. It's not me.
What person would that make me were I not humble?
Well, some people aren't humble.
I did think that it was all me. And I walked around thinking that I was the greatest thing since sliced bread when it came to singing.
Right.
How shallow an individual would that have made?
Right. Not a good one. And I'm so glad you're not like that. There are some people who think that now.
There's nothing wrong in believing in yourself.
Right. Right.
But I always believed the best way to believe in yourself is to let what you do speak for you.
Amen. Amen. And that's it. And that's it. And you know what, Phil? I mean, that's true. You know what? Every day, you let God work through you. And that is what. And I feel the same way, because every day I wake up, I just say, use me to do what it is you have me here to do. Just use me. Whatever it is, I'm going to go with it. I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to go with it. And so there you go.
I thought that's what living in faith was.
Amen. Again, I'm glad to know I'm on the right path.
I mean, that's just a personal opinion, but that's what I thought it was.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, because I'm going to go with you, because if you believe it, he will bring it to pass, as in your 45-year-plus career, Phil, as in your...
He ain't lying.
He will not lie. Do not get me on this phone.
He says that he's going to do.
He's going to do, and he's going to finish what he started.
And you know, for me, over the years, that's been a comfort, because this is a difficult industry to,
definitely.
And so, I always figured that the horn that sounds the sweetest is blown by someone else.
I like that.
In other words, if I had to spend a whole lot of time trying to convince people about what it is that I did,
something's not right.
And I obviously didn't spend enough time in what I was doing.
Ooh, yes, I like that.
So, I try to keep it simple. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed to begin with. I don't multitask well. So whatever it is that I'm doing at the time, I really do have to focus on. And when I say focus, I mean kind of exclude the environment I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on what I'm doing. I find that that's when I do the best work, is when I tune out everything else.
I find that that's about the same way for me, Phil. It's
Which
just
is also why I don't have a studio in my home.
Really?
Because if I did, my family wouldn't see me very much.
Well, yeah, that was smart. Well,
yeah, because if you hear something at 2:00 in the morning, or if you wake up to go to the restroom, and on the way to the, or on the way back, you hear something, and you got a studio in your house at 2:00 in the morning, you're going to go in the studio and try to lay down what you remember.
Quickly. Yes, very quickly.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to do that.
Well,
I want to get the kind of inspiration that no matter how I try, I can't forget it.
Oh, now that's deep too, Phil. So you have just imparted lots of wisdom, and you've given me lots of tidbits of, I call them pearls of wisdom, as I told Patrice, you know, just lots of pearls of wisdom.
Well, they're only wise if they work for you.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
And I won't be around when they do or they don't, so all I'm doing is saying what I believe, that's all.
You inspire, probably without even realizing it, but, you know, you reaffirm what I know, I already know. You have reaffirmed many, many things that we share in common as far as what we believe. So that alone, that's like affirmation. That's confirmation. That's,
if you love it, people will see it.
Yes.
Because you can't hide love.
You can't hide it.
You cannot. You can try. There are a lot of people that do. There are a lot of people that look at loneliness and call it freedom.
It's not. It's so not. It's not, Phil.
It's so not that there's no there isn't anything synonymous of the two.
Oh.
They're two different things.
Totally.
But a lot of people try to mesh them into one. You can't do that.
No.
Because it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't.
Well, look, so, I second that notion because I feel the same way. When you do nothing.
Sometimes when I was a teenager starting to write music,
mm-hmm.
I would grab a pencil and a pad, and I would think about the music and write stuff. My mom would see me in there toiling and tearing that paper and widening it up and throwing it around in the front room where it was nice and quiet. And she would say, "Are you trying to make something happen that isn't going to? Putting too much of you in it."
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
Right. Which made me, at a young age, consider the reality of being led in your life. Of saying, you know what? I don't have all the answers. But I do know that the God that gave me this voice gave it to me for a reason. And whatever it is that he wants me to do with it, or however it is that he wants me to apply it, I'm down.
I'm with it.
I'm down. This is that simple. I don't have to explain why I'm down. It's really no one else's concern.
Exactly. Between me and my maker.
You know what I mean? So as long as I'm true to the game, I can live with it. No matter what it is.
Well, you stay true to the game, Phil. I just love you to death. I have no doubt, and because it comes across in your music. So I know where you're coming from, and that's another reason why you're loved all these years, because you do it just with that right there. You know, you allow it yourself to be used, and you can't lose. You cannot lose like that.
Well, you don't have to be sad to sing a sad song.
No, you don't.
But if you can remember how it felt to be that sad, and you're that sad when you sing it, then you're going to lift somebody else's burden.
Yes, you will.
That's what music is about.
Yes, you will.
Music has always been interactive. Actually, it's always been interactive, even when there wasn't a digital age.
Right.
It's always interactive.
Well, I can't wait to interact with you in November. I can't wait for you to take me in my head places that, you know, just I am so open and I'm so appreciative. And when I really know where something's coming from, it makes the biggest difference. It just makes the biggest difference. And so I look forward to you and Kim Waters and what you do together and it all. I am so, like, I'm excited.
Michelle's going to be there too. I mean, it's going to be that's a pretty serious.
That's some serious lineup. Business. That's some
There's
serious
a lot
business.
Of different styles of music that are represented in that lineup. So I can't imagine someone taking the chance to come out and see it and not being thoroughly entertained when they leave.
Well, I'm in, Phil. So count me in. I'm in. I'm there. I wouldn't miss it. I would not miss it. I look forward to it. And you keep doing what you're doing. Take it easy. Enjoy the summer. And continues enjoying the.
It's really pretty out here today. It is a picture perfect California, Southern California day today.
Is it? Are you sitting on the porch, Phil?
I am. There's not a cloud in the sky. I can see. I wanted to get up and look to make sure. I can see Big Bear Mountain. I'm about 45, 48 miles away from it.
Wow! Beautiful. Yeah.
So it is a beautiful, crystal clear, breezy, upper 70, low 80 max kind of day.
Well,
it's what you moved to California for.
Well, there you go. You got it. On the front porch.
Yeah. It's another reason to say thank you. I didn't even have to leave home to enjoy it.
There you go. God just brought is right there. It's right there at your feet. God just put it right there.
That's right.
There it is. Well, you enjoy that beautiful, that California weather. I am coming back that way soon, and so I may even see you before then, if Miss Lillian has her way.
I know she's at the end of August on the 25th.
Okay.
The 24th and 25th, or the 25th and 26th of August in Yoshi's in San Francisco.
We love Yoshi's. Gotta love Yoshi's. Well, I know you have a heavy schedule, so you take it easy. Yeah. Enjoy the view, and take it easy. And I look forward to seeing you. And I promise you, I will see you soon.
Thanks, Monica. First, gave the opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Phil. And you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And go give Lillian a kiss for me.
I'll do it right now. That's the kind of talk I like.
Yeah, you go. Bye bye. Talk to you later.
Okay.